Persecution brings power. Acts 4:29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. The apostles had just been detained by the Sadducees. They had taken possession of the apostles after the notable miracle of the lame man was done. They noticed, as we talked about in our last devotion, that they had been with Jesus. So then, they will notice when you and I are with Jesus. Then, sometimes this will foment a persecution or an anger in them, because they must shut down the movement of God, so it goes nowhere. It is always about power and authority. When God's power and authority is shown, the men of this world hate that, because they would lose their authority. The name of Jesus is hated in all nations, and especially when his name causes conflict. Think about this. The name of Jesus is cursed in. The name of Jesus and his book is banned in many countries. One of the most banned books in the world is that Bible. Why is that? Because it bears the image of the heavenly, because of the name of Christ. When we serve our heavenly King above all earthly kings, then will their visage be changed, as Nebuchadnezzar's was, and they will come after us. However, persecution brings power. It brings growth, purity, and a cleansing. When churches are in liberty and at ease in Zion, they grow spiritually fat and lazy. Poor and blind and naked and destitute of the power of God, they become. Boldness begins to give way to an overly cautious spirit of fear, to step on toes, to hurt the prosperity and image of the church or the pastor. But the church is never to be accepted by the world and lauded, or that would be the faith of devils. The faith of Christ is hated by the world. So these men were confounded how they should handle the apostles and the thousands following them. So they decided to threaten them and tell them never to preach in Christ's name again. They commanded them not to preach in that name. Peter said, "We will preach and teach the things that we have seen and heard." Peter, no longer the denier, but the spirit-filled leader of Christ's men and his church. He stands with power and boldness of spirit. Peter, no longer scared of the maid, but stands up to the priest, the high priest of the nation. But he goes away and he does not boast, but he prays. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. That ought to be the prayer of every saint for his church, for his pastor, for his brethren. Lord, grant boldness to thy servants that they may speak thy word. When persecuted, we should follow the same example. Not give way to fear, but go to the Lord and pray for boldness. Pray that in persecution, we would all continue to be bold to speak his name. Grant boldness. Grant. That means to give. It's a gift from God when we are granted something. Then hath God also granted repentance unto the Gentiles. Repentance unto life unto the Gentiles. And pray for each other that every challenge that we face or trial in life would be met with the same boldness from the Lord to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, it says in verse 33. And great grace was upon them all. And I can't help but notice that word great is used twice there. Great power and great grace. Is that not what we desire in our lives? Great power over all the enemy and great grace from God. Let us pray then for boldness in times of persecution, because persecution, if it's met with the right way from Christians, will drive them to their knees to pray to God to be bold, and God will grant that boldness. He will grant that power. And he will give great grace upon us all.